COVID's a good thing. Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, it's a lot of great guys in this 2015 draft, and I mean, there's a lot of great backs out here, and we're just working hard and fighting hard to be that guy that gets drafted in the first round. I'm really not sure about that. I feel like I just have to do my best, run a fast 40, and do everything to their liking. So that's pretty much what I have to do. I feel that that my speed, size, and my burst, and my vision, and my ability to hit the holes fast is probably. I mean, I feel like it means a lot. I mean, I obviously wanted to win more games, but I mean, I had to just do my job. So I mean, it means a lot to me, and I worked hard for it. What's your favorite one? Probably 57 Queen. I mean, it's an outside zone play. So. Yeah, definitely. The only thing I'm doing is benching. So. No, sir. I mean, it's real disappointing not to show what I have, and I was really ready to do so, but my doctor said that I shouldn't do it, so I mean, I'm just following his rules, following his orders, and come pro day, I'm gonna be ready. It was my toe. It was a sesamoid thing. He took a sesamoid bone out and reattached a tendon to the other bone. So it happened in the fifth game of the season. I played through it, so, and then I got a surgery in December. So after the season, yeah, it was definitely painful, but yes, sir. I didn't have no really injuries before that, except my sophomore year, my ankle. That's about it. What happened? I can't hear you. Oh, that fits a lot because I'm a guy that loves outside zone, that has great vision and love to read blocks, so. Oh yeah, I'm a great pass protector, so that I have no problems with that at all. It'll be great. I love to be back in Indiana. So I mean, it'll be a great feeling.
North Dakota State running back Jonathan Crockett, table one. North Dakota State running back Jonathan Crockett, table one. Okay.
What's this process been like for you?
I mean, it's an amazing process just to be here with all these great athletes. And, I mean, it means the world to me because as I was little, I always thought I'll have a chance of being here. And now that I'm here, I mean, it's a really great feeling to be here.
What are your hopes from the draft? Why did you decide to come out?
I felt that at the season that I had, I felt that I was ready to help a team win a Super Bowl. I mean, yeah, it was real tough, but I mean, what can you do? You have to keep on playing, and you have to keep on fighting. So, I mean, I just had to lead my team and tell them to keep fighting. Yes, definitely. I'm gonna be 100%. That's April 16th. I mean, just he's taught me a lot, and Coach McCullough's taught me a lot just to keep on working, keep on finishing, and never be satisfied with anything. Even if I had 2,000 yards or had a good game, never be satisfied with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They haven't contacted me yet or had a meeting with them yet, so hopefully I do so. Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, they're great backs, and I look up to them, and that's kind of my style of back is DeMarco Murray or Darren McFadden, so that's kind of how I run, like. Yes, yesterday I met with the Colts, but I'm probably going to have another meeting with them today, so.
How much have you been able to run or physically, test
that
toe so far?
I tested the toe. I got out of the boot like a week and a half before I came up here, and I tested the toe doing the 40 starts. So that's the only thing I did. I didn't do full speed. I just did 5 yards out, and it felt pretty good. So.
So you've just gotten back to running full speed in the last week or so?
No, I haven't ran full speed yet. I just did 40 starts. That's about it. I mean, I love to play for them. I love to be down there in San Diego. Yeah. I expect to run a 4.39 or a 4.4, so that's what I'm reaching for.
South Carolina running back Michael Davis, table three. Louisiana State running back Terrence McGee, table four.
I mean, obviously being around the players, I mean, you're going to laugh and joke a little bit, but when it comes time to be serious, I mean, you'll be serious, and when time comes to joke around, you'll joke around, I mean, but it's been a fun experience to be around this, I mean, this beautiful facility, so. Yes, sir.
Are there any players that maybe you didn't know that well coming here that you got to know that you know it's been pretty cool getting
the opportunity? Oh yeah, definitely. All the great backs like Ty Gurley, Melvin, Amir. Yeah, we always talk on the phone, but we never met each other, so I mean it's great to meet them guys. Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. It helped build me, so I can obviously put pressure on my toe and kind of run hard. Still be able to run hard without worrying about it getting worse, you know. So. Yeah, definitely.
So you still in Bloomington?
No, I'm not in Bloomington. I worked out at Bomberitos in North Miami. Full speed. My doctor said 2 weeks after I leave here, so I'll be running full speed after that.
Ball State running back Juwan Edwards, table five.
Yeah.
Ball State running back Juwan Edwards, table five.
Yeah, definitely. It definitely shows me that I'm an all around back. I can run inside the tackles and I can run outside the tackles. Oh yeah, definitely. I can do everything. I can catch, I can pass block, I can run the ball, I can do everything they'll need me to do, and I will be a full time back. Huh? The Giants? Yes, I did. Yeah, that's where I came from. They're still there, yeah. Yeah, I was down there December, so yeah, definitely. Yeah, I have.
You said you were down at Bomberitos, working out with those guys.
Yeah.
Sure if you worked out with Shaquille, say, Armani, or Michael Turner, and those guys, and some of those guys that are from the school. How did they help you there? Did they encourage you?
I mean, mostly they just encourage me and tell me to just get healthy and just stay off it and just get healthy, and you'll be able to run after that. So, I mean, don't do anything to hurt yourself. Mm-hmm. I mean, that made me a better runner when being able to take hits and reading more of the blocking scheme and just running more aggressively. No, I haven't. No, I don't. Yes. I mean, it'll mean a lot to stay in the town that I put big numbers up in. So, I mean, it'll mean a lot to play here again.